This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriano, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy. Welcome to the 624th episode of Remarkable Results Radio. Now, we're in part two of our seven-part series on the Entrepreneurial Operating System with Barry Barrett, a certified EOS implementer. Now, the EOS system includes simple concepts and practical tools that help entrepreneurs get the most out of their business. Now, finally, a system to build your leadership team through vision, traction, and healthy disciplines. In this part, we're covering vision, the foundation of your business as a business owner. It's critical to get everyone on board with where you are going and how you will get there. And that starts with establishing your core values and focus within the business and mapping out short-term and long-range goals. It's time to put your ideas and brainstorming thoughts on paper. Hey, our aftermarket content is possible through the sponsorships of Shopware and Apex. And I heard that Apex 2021 will again have the best and the brightest trainers and another great schedule of technical and management training. This is specifically for shop owners and technicians, and that's critical and important. Stay tuned here for more details. For now, make sure Apex 2021 is on your calendar. Get your pencil out. November 2nd through the 4th in Las Vegas. Hope to see you there. Hey, for every piece of paper you touch, it adds up to seconds, minutes, and even hours of your staff's time. Get paper out of your business and unlock your employees' potential with Shopware's digital shop management software on the web at getshopware.com. Hey, never forget that all our episodes are archived on remarkableresults.biz, so you can use them as a collection of knowledge and wisdom, and even the talking points give you a great meeting agenda. Listen with your internal or your external network and discuss your next moves. We're nailing the hot topics and trends that are making waves in our industry. The key talking points for this episode with Barry Barrett reside at remarkableresults.biz/E624. Hey, thank you so much for being here in the front row of life in the automotive service business. A warm welcome to Barry Barrett, certified EOS implementer. Hello, Barry.
Hey, Carm. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, buddy. Part two, we're talking about EOS and vision. Part one was kind of a great overview. And today we're going to get into the meat of these, the first of the six key components of EOS. Hopefully we have teased enough people to want to go out and say, buy a book or two from Gino Wickman and do some reading on this and try to figure out how to change your life and your business.
Absolutely.
So vision. Some people are visionaries. Some people are implementers, integrators. And every business really needs to have vision.
The funny thing is for every seven visionaries, there's one integrator.
Really?
Yeah. I like to say visionaries are a dime a dozen. And I don't mean that as a disparaging thing because I am one. And so I can talk about it, right? And so visionaries have big ideas. They have 99 different ideas they come to at every meeting. 98 of them will probably put you out of business. There's that one that really takes you to the next level.
Are you talking about me?
Right. You know, you and I are two peas in a pod. I think we've known that for a couple of years. So visionaries need integrators. And integrators don't need visionaries to be successful. That's the difference.
That's right, because you know they just know how to carry that wagon up the hill and build the pyramid.
Right. And so, but there is a book called Rocket Fuel by Mark C. Winters and Gino Wickman that talks about the visionary integrator relationship. And now if you want to have rocket fuel for your business, you get that integrator and that visionary in a room together and get on the same page and know what their five roles are. You take that business, that's when you create an empire.
Absolutely. I am so enjoying, you know, I read Traction. I thought it was a great book that would have great impact on the automotive aftermarket. Of course, I read What the Heck is EOS, and I'm partway through Being a Great Boss. I know there's you have to add rocket fuel to that list of books. The critical piece about vision is in this whole system is the vision traction organizer. I know it may not do super justice in an audio format, but we need to explain to our listener a little bit about that. Here's what I want to know. I want to know about the year plan, the rocks, the issues list. I mean, are these all critical things that must happen from the visionary, or is this stuff that the integrator does?
Not necessarily from the visionary. Like, this is a leadership team exercise. And so let's talk about vision and what vision is. So vision is merely the 8 questions in EOS. And here are the 8 questions. What are your core values? What is your core focus? What is your 10-year target? What is your marketing strategy? What is your 3-year picture? What is your 1-year plan? What are your rocks and what are your issues? When you answer those 8 questions, you have your vision for the future, where you are, where you're going, and how to get there. It's as simple as that. I never said it was as easy as that, but it's as simple as that. So vision component really is made up of the 8 questions. There's another thing that it is. Every one of the 6 key components has 2 tools or disciplines that go with it. And the vision component has 8 questions. And the second thing is shared by all.
Again, as I'm learning this with the audience, a couple of questions. If I can answer these 8 questions, the rest of my team has an idea where I want to go.
The only problem that I had with your statement was if I can answer the 8 questions, and you are the consummate business professional, business owner, where you think you are the sole responsible person for creating your vision. No, when we answer the 8 questions, that we can now have buy-in because we have had our voice heard, we can take our business to wherever heights we want to go. If it's up to you, you have put a ceiling on your business and you are going to continue to hit against that ceiling until you get on the we bus.
I got it. No, I stand so corrected. I should have known that. I walked right into the berry trap here, which is good, BB, the berry trap, because we fail to think that you have to have, the team has to be on board. We fail to think that. You're right. Raise your hand in the audience if it's all about I, not we. Look at all those hands that went up.
We've all been there, right? And so we have to train ourselves to not be the I show, but the we show.
So if I'm going to do a 1-year plan, part of, you know, number one part of our core values, there's got to be an I that needs to start, but then it needs to immediately turn into a we, right?
Yeah, the core values do come from the visionary. The core values come from the business owner. The core values do come from that, but they already exist in your organization. We just have to discover them. And how we discover them is a unique exercise that we use as implementers. And it includes your entire team. And so it does start with you, but it includes your entire team, this exercise. And so when we get done with it, we have a story to tell about our core values that everyone on the team can share and get behind, because it comes from looking at everyone in organization first and then getting down to those 3 to 7 core values that we hire, fire, review, reward, and recognize around.
You just said something huge. One of my former lives in business is the core values of the company was exactly how you would help groom and grow your people. They either demonstrate that they're there or they're not there playing and participating in your core values.
Right. So, yeah. And so when you start to make your decisions, you're hiring, firing, reviewing, rewarding, and recognizing around those, you're good. So ours are be humbly confident, grow or die, help first, do the right thing, and do what you say. So you have to exhibit those 5 core values in order to be an implementer. And we constantly hold each other at check, especially ourselves. Every single quarter, we self-evaluate and say, are we living those core values? And I got to tell you that I've given myself a couple of plus minuses.
Really?
Of course, man. That's self-accountability. I know exactly what that means. The one thing that the last plus minus that I got was do what you say, because sometimes I'm not good at delegating and elevating, and I will make a promise. I made one to you the other day. I gave you 3 things that I was going to send to you, right? We were going to send to you. You've gotten one of the emails already, right?
Yep.
So then you're going to get a package in the mail. Well, the problem was, is I would make these promises and I was so busy. I wanted to do what I say, but I have the time, and then I would forget. And then 3 months later, be like, oh yeah, I promised Carm I would send him some stuff. So now I have people on my team that do that and they just never miss a beat.
You see, I do that, but my to-do list has like 800 things on it.
So what do you get missed?
Well, a whole lot.
Right? Me too.
Here's the funny thing about it. And I'm sorry for this little side. I had to find a piece of software, a to-do piece of software that I could move things and prioritize based on how busy I was, how I felt today. There's all these circumstances around what you think you could do. And then here it comes. Oh, damn. I promised Barry X. And you know, you're down there and you entered as number one today, but now you fell to number 20 on the bottom of the list in a couple of days. And if you can't delegate that stuff, and oh boy, I can't wait for us to talk about that. But I hear you and you're right. And you have to delegate some tasks that should be, Barry, beyond what your responsibilities are.
I have this do $20 an hour work. And as owners, we shouldn't be doing $20 an hour work. Now, $20 an hour can sound like a lot to some people, and it is. But in your business, if you do, let's say you do $1 million a year, okay, as the owner. If you're doing $1 million a year, you take that and you take about 200 days, about how many days you work. You divide that by 200, and then you start dividing that by 8, the number of hours you might work in those days, or 15 like most people. There you get your worth per hour. And a lot of times when I do that exercise with owners, they are spending $1,500 an hour to do work. And I'm like, I wonder who I could pay $15 an hour to do that to instead of $1,500 an hour to do that. And it's light bulb, right?
It is. Too many of us in our industry are too close to our problems. We've come up from being a technician to running a business, really not knowing, never went to a class on how to do it. And hopefully, and there's so many that are turning the corner and they're recognizing how great the business can be, how profitable the business can be, what a wonderful place to build, to employ great people it can be. But we're not doing it quick enough and fast enough.
Yeah. One of the things that you just said was we went to a class, and there's one saying that really gets on my nerves, but I get where it comes from. It is that those who can't do teach and those who can't teach consult. I get it because I've seen it. But anytime when somebody says that to me, I say, well, let's just sit next to each other and see who gets done what. I'll take your gamble. I'll take your bet. At the core of it, I'm a practitioner. You do what you say.
That's an excellent word. I like that word. Listen, natural born athletes, look at 43 years old, Tom Brady's still throwing the ball. The fact that he's doing exactly what he was born to do, right?
40-year-olds everywhere, we unite.
That's right. But to your point, if you're naturally gifted at something, coach, consultant, teacher, you don't have to be in the business to do that. Yet, I know, and you know, there's an awful lot of great business leaders out there that are starting to coach because, frankly, they're good at it.
They're practitioners and they're good at it, right? Yeah. You know, somebody who, I always say, if you're a business coach without a business coach, you're a hypocrite.
Bingo.
I don't want to offend people, but it's true. And I tell people, if you're a car repair guy and you don't have everything done on your car, you're also said hypocrite. And so when I go in and I use my brother's shop, I'm biased, but when I take my 2016 Silverado Tornado with 140,000 miles on it in for service and they tell me that I need to do something, I do it. Because I never want it to be said that Barry needs to have something done on his vehicle and he's out here teaching this stuff. I don't want you to call me a hypocrite. Nobody likes to be called a hypocrite. But you got to do what you say. You got to be who you say you are. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's what integrity is, to integrate what you say and what you do.
Integrity is the word that I think you have to know, you have to feel. It's got to be part of what you do. Thanks for going over core values. And as we're talking vision, part of the EOS system, core focus is next.
And so the core focus is two sides. It is the why and the what. And so the why is your purpose, cause, or passion. You must choose what it is. We help business owners get what they want from their business. Entrepreneurs get from their business, right? And then there's your niche. It is what you do. It really is there to make sure the shiny objects aren't grasped on for us visionaries. because we're asked to do a lot of things, right? Just because you're good at this and it might seem like it fits in, like it just doesn't. So I talk about being a business coach, and people think that the first thing they ask me is like, you know, do you look at my financials? And I go, oh yeah, yeah, that's somebody else. Right. I could, and I understand that because I've been through it. I'm a practitioner, but at the end of the day, I have a CPA and a bookkeeper for a reason, because I'm just not the guy. There are some people who really are great at that. We have a person in common, Joe Hansen, who's really great at that. Like the business of doing business at that level, that guy's amazing. I'm a guy who comes in and helps you create context and structure around that using a proven system, EOS, that helps you get what you want from your business. I help you with leadership, and then I can also help people with sales. So those are the two things that I do in the automotive repair industry specifically, leadership and sales. Anything else from that, I'm going to tell you to go somewhere else.
Add another professional to your team.
Right.
Excellent. I love that thing about chasing the silver baubles out there. That would be on my list here. The 10-year target, I mean, that's really going out there.
10-year target is fantastic. So a lot of people might get this wrong. So it can be a number, and sometimes there is a number there, but you'll look on the VTO, the Vision Traction Organizer, where there's not a lot of specifics on there as far as what that looks like. And so there's a 10-year target. It can be anywhere between 5 and 30 years. You get to pick. So the 10-year target is a big, hairy, audacious goal. So it's like, become the employer of choice in this. Take over the world in this. Like, it's the horizon. You know, it's funny, Carm, we're horizon people, right? So you look out on the horizon, and I stole this straight from Jim Collins, but you look out on the horizon. Do you ever get there? Have you ever been to the horizon? I haven't. But how beautiful is it, and how fun is it to try to chase the horizon? You must always have a 10-year target, a horizon to be chasing, that energizes everybody and gets everybody fired up and wired up. Chasing That Lion, which is another good book I would read, but chasing the lion, right? And just making sure, because a lot of people run from lions, right? We want to be lion chasers. And so that's the 10-year target. And we don't even know if we can get there. It's exciting.
It always moves.
Oh, yeah. That's the excitement.
That's the fun part of being a creative and a visionary and watching the target keep moving. All right. Marketing strategy is next.
Marketing strategy. So once you have your core focus, you know what to market, right? So you'll look at it at the top of the VTO. It's going to say at the top of the marketing strategy, it's going to say the list. So the list is your best customers, your target market. What are you going to say to them that your best customers would hear? And so you have your three uniques. Now, two people might have two of them in your market. You know, your competitors might have one, maybe two, but they don't have all three uniques. Fixing your car right the first time is not unique. It's the lowest bar, right? And so you have to have three uniques about your business that people say, yes, that's what I'm looking for. Your list would say, yes, those are the three uniques that I want, that I need for my household.
You got me struggling right now. What are my uniques? Oh, maybe I should ask my people and my customers.
That's a good place to start, right? What do your customers want? And so one of the things is, what are your five favorite customers? What would they say about you? And it's pretty simple. It's not easy to figure it out even then, but man, you're on the right track. You know, my target market would be people who have 10 to 250 employees, are growth minded, are more afraid of the status quo than they are of change. They want to get more from their business. They want to let go of the vine, so to speak. Right? That is my target market. Like, I'm not interested in people who mainly psychographic. So, your target market, there's geographic, there's demographic, and the most important and most forgotten, psychographic. Like, how do people think? It's more important than how you think, than how old you are or how much money you have or whatever, right? How you think will determine that. I started reading a book this morning by Andrew Andrews, and it talked about that deal, like how you think. I underline a couple of passages like I do, but one of them was when somebody says, it's not my fault, never, ever use those words again in your life. It's not my fault. You know, I like to tell my son when he says something like that, he says, it's not my fault, Dad. And I said, you know what? It's not your fault. I'd like to have you run my company one day. He hates when I say it. Somebody says, you know, where's the money go? I don't know where all the money goes. I said, you don't know where all the money goes. Can you run my company one day? You don't know where all the money goes?
Come on board. I need a guy like you.
I need a guy like you, right?
Andy Andrews, great author, great speaker. I saw him do the butterfly effect once. And I tell you, you get chills. It's like a 17 to 20 minute speech, the butterfly effect. So ask your people, ask your customers what your uniques are. And what else? You know, marketing is a big thing. Marketing is something we hate to do. We confuse marketing and sales and all that stuff. And oh my God, I'm the CEO of the business and I've got to be a marketer? Ooh.
Some people love to do it. Most people do hate to do it because they don't know how to do it, for one. They confuse marketing and sales. Marketing and sales are like, you know, they work together in tandem. They are not the same thing. Marketing is merely catching ears and eyeballs, and sales is converting them once they're caught. But the biggest problem with most marketing and sales strategies is they're not on the same page. They don't understand each other, and they don't understand their three uniques, right? So three uniques: vision, traction, healthy. Vision, where you are, where you're going, how to get there. Traction, once you understand where you're going, how to get there, you have simple, timeless, practical tools that get what you want from your vision and your business. And healthy, working together as a cohesive leadership team, having fun, getting things done, because rarely do leadership teams do that. And from there, as the leadership team goes, there goes the organization as well. That's EOS's three uniques. And if you look at now all the marketing that we do and the sales, they're telling the same story.
Thank you for that. The three-year picture.
We had the 10-year target, which was big, big, hairy, audacious, and not very detailed, but created the excitement and the horizon and the dream that we're chasing, the lion that we're chasing, right? So now we have the three-year picture. The three-year picture, you will see, has revenue, it has profit, it has measurables, and it has what does it look like? Some bullet points to what does it look like? You know, how many locations are all the are right people in the right seats? Those types of things is what it looks like, right? Still not super detailed, but getting more down to the ground. And if you look at the VTO, there's two pages, and we are still at the first page, which is the vision page. The three-year picture is still part of the vision, but you're bringing it down to the ground now.
I love that. And, you know, I'm sitting here in the studio with both of these pages in front of me following this. And I'm sure it's not hard for anyone to probably get a copy of this stuff, probably on the internet, Barry. Do you think they could get
it? Download the tools, go to EOS Worldwide website. You can get it all.
Because I actually did that. That's where I've got all this stuff from. My goal is to implement this in my company and also to be able to follow these fabulous series that we're recording. Listen, if you're with us and we haven't lost you yet, good. If you're about to say, I'm done with this, please don't, because this stuff is life changing.
Absolutely. Don't say it's simple. I keep saying it's simple. It's not easy, but it is very simple. Once you know the trick and once you understand the game and you go slow to go fast, that is something you're going to hear us say over and over and over again. Go slow to go fast. And I'm going to give you resources. Like, you can go to the website. There's all kinds of resources. My job is to help first. And so, look, I can't possibly serve all the people out there. And so what I try to do is help first. And then the people who want my personal help can absolutely call me and get my personal help. Other than that, I'm going to guide you to the resources for you to do it on your own or have somebody else help you or whatever, because we are abundance minded and we do not worry about the money first. I've always said, do it to make a difference, not to make a dollar, because the dollar will follow.
Hey, Carm here, and Barry talks about achieving your goals with rocks, pebbles, sand, and water. They're metaphors. You'll love it. Find out. Hey, the Virtual Apex Experience 2020 is in the record books and brought the best and the brightest together to create an experience like no other. I was so impressed with the breadth of topics and world-class trainers who presented at Virtual Apex. And Virtual Apex, well, they delivered on their commitment to the service professional and provided seminars dedicated to technician and business management training. And Joe's Garage and Repair Shop HQ highlighted the commitment Apex has to the service professional. The great news is that all of this was recorded and it's available on demand on the virtual platform until December 5th. So if you earn your living in the aftermarket and you value training, product demos, and meeting your industry peers, Apex 2021 will be your best destination. Mark your calendar right now for Apex 2021. It'll be November 2nd through the 4th in Las Vegas. Be there for the great homecoming. Listen right here to learn when you can start registering. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Shopware's shop management system allows customers to review, approve, and pay for repairs all in one place. Now, one, your customer views their outstanding balance. Number two, they are prompted to submit payment directly through their invoice. And three, Shopware's secure portal facilitates payments right there without having to open another browser or remember another password. It's really that simple. Shopware is your complete solution for contactless service. Let remote pay work for you and improve your customer experience. Get started today. Visit GetShopware.com for more information and to request a demo. The second page, the traction piece.
Traction page.
Yeah. The traction page. On that page is the one-year plan, rocks, and issues lists. Let's go to the one-year plan. Now we're getting granular here, right?
Yeah. One-year plan. Now we know the 10-year target. We know our core values. We know our core focus. We know the marketing strategy, what's going to take us there. Three-year picture. Now we answer the question, what must be true this year to hit the three-year picture, to hit the 10-year target? What must be true? The 3 to 7 most important goals that we need to do this year, less is more, to achieve our vision. It starts with the revenue, profit, measurables, and then we go from what does it look like to goals, actual goals that we're going to hit in 2021. December the 31st, 2021, this is what we're going to do. That moves us on to rocks, which are the big things that must get done in a 90-day world, because that's human beings. We live in a 90-day world, and then we get distracted. So the question is, what must be true this quarter to hit our one-year plan?
Wait a minute, you just said 90 days? I get distracted after 90 minutes.
Because you're a visionary.
Okay, just checking. Rocks. I find rocks such a fascinating word to describe the things you got to do. You're into EOS. You're a certified EOS implementer. How did Gino Wickman explain rocks to you?
First Things First, the book, talks about rocks in a big glass bowl. And if you were to fill it up with water and as big as it could, you need to fill this thing up as full as it could without it overspilling. And you filled it up with water and then you tried to put sand in there, it would overflow. And then so there is sand, there's water, there's rock, there's pebbles, and there's rocks. So what you have to do, and the thing that gets ignored are the big, most important things. Because, you know, it's all the day-to-day, the interruptions, all the stuff, right? That you can go back to the four quadrants of productivity, and we can explain that too. But we'll start with this cylinder. And so if you put the big rocks in, the most important stuff that needs to get done to solve most of your issues, and then you put in the pebbles, and then you put in the sand, and then you put in the water. Now it's as full as it possibly can be without overflowing. And that's what it was. So if you look at the quadrant of productivity, you have the important and urgent. You have the important, not urgent. You have the not important, urgent. And you have the not important, not urgent. But, you know, the time suck. And so we live 95% of our day in the important, urgent category, productive people. We barely spend any time in important and not urgent, which is where you really figure out how to not be important and urgent.
The burning fires, yes.
Right, yeah. The I call it the quadrant of the hair on fire. The quadrant of leadership is the urgent or the not urgent important. And so if you look at EOS, those are the 90-minute meetings, the level 10 meetings, we call it, the focus day, the vision day building one, the vision day building two, the quarterlies, and the two-day annual. Those are where that is spent working on your business, not in your business. So none of those meetings are done on site, on location of your business.
The way you explained it to me, I understood it from day one, but I really think you really helped clarify our listener. Thank you for that. Now, the final one on the list is the issues list. Man, we have issues every day. I mean, phone rings, you have an issue.
So in EOS, there are two types of issue lists. There's a VTO issues list, and there's a level 10 issues list. This is really misunderstood from most people. A VTO issues list are the big issues that can't be handled this week or next week or in the next 90 days. So when we're building our vision traction organizer, you're going to have your one-year picture and your quarterly rocks. This one-year plan has 3 to 7 goals. Well, these goals are probably going to have to be broken up into smaller 90-day pieces. Those will go over here on your VTO issues list, so we capture them so we do not forget about them, and then we tackle those when the time comes, usually in the quarterly or the two-day annual.
In your work with the aftermarket, could you share with us what some of the VTO issues would be?
VTO issues would be like, so I'll walk through a one-year plan. This is my favorite one-year plan. So we're going to create an internal automotive training program for our technicians and service advisors. So we'll just tackle the technician because it's the one that people struggle with the most. When I say I'm going to create automotive, and so Auto Excel is my brother's shop, and that's where I cut my teeth. We would create an our one-year plan would be Auto Excel University. Okay. And so that's a big one-year plan because we got to have an outline of the program. We have to have the details of the program. We have to have individual subjects, electrical, drivability. Just big, right? So our first quarter rock might be create the electrical component to the diagnostic university, right? Part of the university. The other ones will go on the VTO issues list as a future class or that we need to create for the university.
But you're not looking for us to create that training, but to go out and find the best training.
Well, both. You don't learn as much as when you teach a subject. And so what I do is now we've got individual rocks. So what I do is I say, okay, Carm, you are my electrical guy. You're the king of all things electrical. I want you to take, and how'd you learn it? And so you probably have a list of books that you've been through training and things like that. So you're going to take those books. You're going to build a library. So you have your library of training manuals that you've taken classes from. And I say, Carm, what you're going to do is your individual rock this quarter is going to build our electrical training program. And then you are going to start to train the younger guys who may not know this on this. And that's their individual rock. So at the end of the quarter, we're going to have everyone ASE certified in electrical and as a shop. So all of a sudden I've got a whole team of ASE certified in electrical. I mean, that's pretty strong. So they all have individual rocks.
I love that. It's a great idea. I was thinking a little, you know, outward with all the great training that we have in our industry and where trainers are willing to come in. And I can see a blended program, but there's nothing like taking someone who is so committed, expert at what they have done over, say, 10, whatever, 20 years, and say, you want me to teach the rest of the team that they know how to do a voltage drop? Yeah, because we need to do that once a year. Remind ourselves of how that thing works.
And the young guy goes, "What's voltage drop?"
That's a great point. I love it. And you know, we could go on for 2 hours on issues list, but thank you for kind of grounding that specifically to the audience. This was great, Barry. No doubt vision's a big piece, big part of this thing. I know in the next episode, we're going to talk about the people side of this.
Let me wrap up vision really quick. Now we got to get to shared by all, which I barely touched. And I can do it in like 30 seconds. Once you answer these 8 questions, you're going to get into a room as the leader of an organization with your entire team once a quarter, and you're going to share where we are, where we're going, and how to get there. And you're going to beat that drum every single quarter where every single person on your team knows exactly where you are, where you're going, and how to get there.
So this 2 pages that I'm completing is a public document.
In our team, absolutely. And I know that you are not an open, honest organization when you are afraid to share all the information on those 8 questions. And you have a lot of health work as an organization to do if you are afraid to share that.
I can see the power and the value of that, because I can imagine starting on day one and everybody looking at this thing and saying, this was fun. I hope it works. And then, you start working it, and then next quarter comes up and, oh my God, I thought that was going to go away. No, it's back. Oh my God, here it is again. And I think over a course of probably a year, this thing becomes the constitution inside the business.
It does. You can see it after about a year. Usually I'm with people for about 2 years. After the first year, you really start to see these epiphanies. You got to work this system for a year before you even come close to understanding it. You have to make a lot of mistakes. You have to go through it step by step before you will even understand how it's working. You know, I've been teaching EOS for just about 3 years and taking companies through it. And don't you know, I really just now, I'm like, oh, I think I've achieved mastery. I'll tell you this. There are 8 degrees of black belt. I think now I'm a first degree black belt in EOS. And I've got so much more to learn because, man, I'm never done learning. And I say mastery not to like look at me and puff out my chest. I'm saying I actually do know how it works now. And I know the trick because I've helped so many people with the trick.
So what I'm hearing from you is, please don't get discouraged if you decide to commit to this. Just because you read the book doesn't mean you know how to do it. And you probably need to have some guidance. Hopefully these episodes that we're going to do will help you, not necessarily hold your hand through the thing. But of course, Barry's company could probably help you and you and your team. So thank you so much for continuing to crystallize EOS. And I can't wait for us to continue to build the series, Barry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.